Jared Gomes here with you, and the Peace Players Junior production of A Night at the Wax Museum, the musical, is coming up October 25th, 26th, and 27th. I am so excited for it, so I brought a few people in to chat about it. Who do we got here today?
I'm Chloe Ferris, and I am directing the Night at the Wax Museum show this October.
I'm Samantha Poplars, and I'm playing Lupe Lopez.
I'm Precious Babalala, and I am playing Hazel Smitty-Withy.
For those listening who may not know, what is the show about?
So it's about a group of summer students who go to a wax museum to spend the weekend because they're learning about history. And then due to some strange circumstances, the wax figures come to life and cause a bit of chaos throughout the museum.
What do you think people who come to watch the show are going to love about it? Or what do you yourself love about the play?
I think people are going to like the songs because, like, those are my favorite part. And pretty much, yeah, I like the songs. I think people like the songs.
I agree. People will definitely like the songs in this play.
And with your characters, what is something you think about them that maybe we don't get to see in the play?
I think my character, she's, like, really obsessed with, like, the information around the museum and, like, just like the catalogs and like all the money thing, you know? So you don't really get to see much about that, but you do see quite a few.
For my character, something that I think they don't really see is that she's in summer school, but it might not necessarily be because she wasn't smart enough to complete the course. It was because she was too busy to be able to attend all the classes.
Now, I heard you started practice for the show in September. How has that been going so far? Was there any struggles?
For the most part, it's been going pretty good. There are a lot of people calling lines still, but I mean, when you only have like 2 months to learn a show, it gets pretty hard to memorize all your lines.
Now, with stage plays, you can expect cool sets and awesome costumes. Is there anything we should look out for in particular?
Look out for Henry VIII.
Yeah, her costume. It's a costume, for sure.
Yeah, there's lots of fun costumes, specifically the historical figures and the wax figures.
Now, this is a musical, so is there any good songs people should look forward to?
I personally really love History Yuck. It's, like, my favorite song. It's a rapping song, so it's really fun to do.
My favorite's Terror in the Night, just because it's kind of catchy and kind of gives off Goosebumps vibes. And the other song with the historical ladies, Rufus Ravenscroft. I think that's how you say it. But yeah, that's also one of my favorite songs.
And I like Ancient History. I like all the songs, but Ancient History is kind of like a love song. So it's very different from all the other songs in the show.
Now, this musical takes place in a wax museum, but have you guys ever been to a wax museum yourself?
Yes, I have. I don't remember which one, but I remember I have gone to one.
And was it like how it is in the play?
Not at all.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the show? Anything to convince people to come on down and check it out?
The show is wacky. So you have to come into it expecting, not knowing what to expect, really, because it's strange. Even reading through the script, there's some parts that they're just weird, they're cringy, and that's all what makes it fun and enjoyable.
What do you think will stick with people even after the show is over?
The songs.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Especially the Lizzie Borden chant, because apparently it's a chant from, like,
it's back, actually like a nursery rhyme or something, yeah. Like that. That's what my dad told me one day.
Kind of catchy, not gonna lie. Yeah. Especially when we're doing it in like a high-pitched voice.
A childish voice, yeah.
And nice and creepy.
Very Goosebumps.
Once again, the show is taking place October 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Athabasca Hall in Peace River. If you want to get your tickets, go to the Quality Hotel and Conference Center in Peace River or peaceplayers.ca.